Hormones 101. We ladies all have basically the same hormones. Over the last 50-plus years, my hormones have fluctuated some, but I have still been fully a female during all that time. Amazing, isn't it? Through adolescence, marriage, pregnancies, births, periods, menopause, you name it, our hormones were always there, maintaining us as a female. For the most part, all ladies have the same sexual drives. Do you love your husband the way he needs loving, the way you were created to love him? If you don't score high points here, you are providing an opening for your husband to be tempted by other women. It is a man's duty to walk in truth and have high integrity, but a woman who trusts in a man's ability to endure all things while providing circumstances that test him to the max is a fool. It is your duty to fulfill his sexual needs. His faithful responsibility to you and yours to him are both equally important, and we wives must give account before God for our faithfulness in this area. I call it ministering to my husband. He says I am a mighty fine minister. For a woman, sexual expression starts in her mind and heart. Love is giving up your center, your self-interest. It is choosing another's needs above your own. A woman chooses to be interested or not interested in her husband's needs. So when a woman's first commitment is to her own needs and feelings, she is necessarily going to view sex as strictly a carnal experience. For then she does indeed have an entirely hedonistic outlook, her self-gratification. But if a woman views sex as a ministry to her husband, then it is a selfless act of benevolence. She need not wait until she is stimulated to desire eroticism. She need only seek to fulfill her husband's needs. I have a tip for you. When you make your husband's needs central, you will get turned on to the experience and enjoy it yourself. That is the way God meant it to be. The principle is universal. Compare our Christian duties. We don't minister to others because we are blessed. We minister to others because we want to bless them. It is completely incidental that the byproduct of selflessly blessing others should result in our being blessed also. Eve was created to be Adam's helper. It is not in seeking personal fulfillment that she is fulfilled. Rather, it is in doing her duty to bless him that a blessing is returned upon her. Hormones respond to stimuli. You remember the story of Ruth? She gave her baby to old Naomi to nurse. It is a fact that an old woman who has not had a baby in 20 or more years can produce milk in her breasts and be able to nurse a baby. It just takes the physical stimulation of the baby attempting to nurse to provoke her glands into producing milk. Even a woman who has never been pregnant can nurse a baby if a baby stimulates her breast by nursing. It might take a few days or even a few weeks, but if she sticks with the stimulus, it will work. I will repeat a known medical fact. Hormones respond to stimuli. A woman whose heart and mind are focused on pleasing her man has hormones ready to be awakened to answer her husband's desires. Before those hormones kick in and get active, a good woman should respond with great enjoyment toward her husband simply because she finds joy in his pleasure. Don't talk to me about menopause. I know all about menopause, and it is a lame excuse. Don't talk to me about how uncomfortable or painful it is for you. Do you think your body is special and has special needs? Do you know who created you? And do you know he is the same God who expects you to freely give sex to your husband? Stop the excuses. Determine to find a way past your excuses and provide the pleasure your husband wants only from you. Your Creator knows your heart. When you truly love and reverence your husband, the very thought of him loving the likes of you should thrill your soul and make you long to give him pleasure. If your heart is right with God, you will focus on his needs and lay aside your own selfish, prudish attitude. The hormones are there, ready to be unleashed. Go to your husband with the intention of having a good time with him. A sober woman plans ahead. You need to read the book Holy Sex by Michael Pearl. Check it out at nogreaterjoy.org.